Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Dr. Elaine Tong, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This approach will not cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. By combining Chinese medicine with anesthetic techniques, Dr. Tong has innovated a treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a radio show presenting new patients every week to prove that chronic disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly astounding. A century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong has successfully cured a wide spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach, a powerful form of Chinese medicine, is much more effective than acupuncture and herbs. It avoids the use of drugs and their toxic effects by focusing on the cause of a disease and the power of the mind. In this program, you will learn to eliminate chronic diseases by enhancing the mind's healing power. And by adopting a healthy diet and lifestyle, a permanent cure can be achieved. For more information, visit our website at www.drtong.com. That's www.drtong.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome back to our show, Freedom from Pain with Yiwing Tong, MD. I'm Dr. Elaine Tong. How are we doing today, Dr. Tong?
Good, Dr. Elaine Tong.
As always, we have special guests that share their stories with us on their experience with our treatment. And our mission and our statement is that we want to prove that chronic disorders can be cured without the use of drugs or surgery. And by this, we mean that your symptoms will be improved, they will be eradicated without any drugs or surgery, and eventually without even our treatment.
That's by restoring your health. A healthy person does not have any symptoms. So all symptoms in this method have to be treated at the same time.
Right.
And using methods that are not harmful to the body as a whole, unlike Western medicine, you treat one symptom at a time. So all the current research aiming to treat Alzheimer's, hypertension, diabetes is all wrong.
Right.
You cannot just treat one symptom using a drug that's harmful. All drugs are harmful to kidney and the liver.
And the thing is, you see a lot of patients nowadays with 13, 14 different medications. There's
yes.
one pill for every symptom. Sometimes there's two or three pills for every symptom. So you have
and then you got pills for the side effect of the pills.
Yes, it's kind of gotten out of hand. So
yes.
We want to share with you what we do, which is restoring energy, restoring your mind back into the body so that you can heal yourself without having to rely on the drugs. Just to kind of reiterate, recap, well, if you'd like, have any questions, you can give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. To kind of recap, our last show, live show we had was with two of guests. The first one was Sepi Day. She's originally from Iran, and she had a tummy tuck surgery in August, which was very painful. Her stitches became infected, and she had a major infection because they had to cut the area open to...
5 centimeters.
Right. It was a 5 centimeter by 20 centimeter wound, 2.5 centimeters deep. And she couldn't even, they couldn't put stitches back in because the wound was so big. So she was taking Vicodin. She couldn't sleep. Her right leg actually became numb and painful because the wound was over a nerve. So the surgeon was telling her, the plastic surgeon was telling her that it would take 2 months for her wound to heal completely. She came to see you, Dr. Tong, correct?
Yeah.
You treated her. And actually, by the first treatment, she was already much improved.
The pain was almost gone,
right.
Yes, you can straighten out and walk normally.
And I believe that the infection actually pretty much healed within a week or two.
Yeah, right now it's all healed.
Now it's all healed and it's been less than three months.
Less than 1 month. Yes.
The other person we had with us was Ray, who was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. Actually could have been a stroke. He is a little bit more difficult case because I think he had a severe emotional trauma.
Yes.
But after the treatment, I think his speech was getting better. He was actually able to talk to us on the show, and he's slowly getting better.
Yes.
We're going to have to follow up with him. Mm-hmm. Again, give us a call if you have any questions at 714-556-8664. Again, 714-556-8664. Before we get to our first guest, I kind of want to maybe we can explain what we do because a lot of people who call don't really understand what it is that we do.
Exactly. What we do is a very strong form of Chinese medicine, acupuncture.
Right.
Acupuncture and herbs are too weak. The theory, which is not the theory, the fact of the how the human maintain health come from the human spirit. When you die, you don't lose the DNA, you don't lose a stem cell, you don't lose a molecule, you don't lose anything physical. What you lose is the connection between your mind and your body. So you don't have this qi. This qi is what you need to not only maintain, not only for life function, talking, awaken, listening, everything is qi, but qi is needed to maintain health. And with our life stress, our food and our drugs, the drugs given by doctors, separate your spirit from your body. So depending on which part is separated, you have symptom from that part.
Right.
Now acupuncture restore and then open up the blockages between the mind and the body. But only maybe open up 5 to 10%.
Mm-hmm.
By injecting and blocking the nerve associated with acupuncture point, you can restore 99 to 100%.
Right. It's
of
much
the energy
more powerful.
Flow.
Right.
And the energy enter the body, you open up the circulation. So you think of circulation as the main problem, then you can really understand it. Circulation provides the food, the police force, the white cells, and the lymphatic to drain all the toxins. So when there's no qi, there's no circulation, and that is how toxin accumulation, no food, and no law enforcement, you get infection, you get pain, you get numbness, you get weakness, you get depression. It's all because there's no circulation to hold this qi, deliver this qi, to a certain area.
Right.
Acupuncture open up maybe 5 to 10%, and that's why. And
well, that's why a lot of people who go to see acupuncturists, they say, well, it works for a couple of days, and then it comes back.
Well, we have one patient, Vladimir, mm-hmm. 106 treatment from a local Chinese university, and he still was painful. And then after that, my first treatment, 80% better, and four treatments later, in like 4 to 5 years, he was
cured.
Four treatments.
Yes, let's get to our first guest then.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, we have Mrs. Cole with us on the line. Welcome to our show, Mrs. Cole.
Thank you.
Hi, Mrs. Cole.
How are you doing?
I am well, thank you.
First, tell us where you're from and what you do.
I'm here in San Diego.
I'm a housewife. Okay. And why don't you give us a little history about your experience with Dr. Tong, when you first came to see him, what you were suffering from, and just recently what happened.
Oh, when I first came, I was suffering from this type of laryngitis that I was having there at the time, and a bit of it was a heart murmur.
Heart murmur,
and
okay.
And he treated the heart murmur, and that is no longer there. And the same day he treated the laryngitis, the same day it went away immediately, and it never came again.
You had laryngitis, or?
Yes.
Oh, so you couldn't talk?
It was really bad.
Okay.
How
long were you suffering from it for?
Off and on through the years.
Oh, okay.
But when he treated it, it never came again. I've never had it again.
One time.
One time. One of your treatments.
My goodness.
How about your heart murmur? How long have you had
the heart murmur?
Yes.
It's gone. It's no longer there.
How long did you have it before?
I had it for as far as I can remember.
As far as you can remember. Okay.
Yes. For many, many years then.
Yes.
What kind of symptoms associated with this heart murmur?
Well, actually, it would kind of... like cause a lot of pain in the chest.
Yes.
Mm. And where you couldn't breathe extremely deep when you wanted to.
Okay.
But after the doctor treated me, the pain went away, everything was gone. immediately, and it never came again.
Immediately,
and
okay?
That's one, only from one treatment?
No, one treatment. It never came again.
Oh, my goodness. Mrs. Cole, can you tell us, so when did you first come to see Dr. Tong? It was a few years ago, right?
At least four years ago.
4 years ago, yes, right. Yeah. And you had heard us on the radio in the past. And so you would drive up from San Diego and see Dr. Tong.
Yes.
And now what else did he treat you for besides the heart murmur and laryngitis? Anything else?
He treated me, I believe, for my hypertension. I believe that's right.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And, of course, that went down also.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And are you on any medication for that right now?
No, I don't take any medication at all.
Good
oh,
for you.
My goodness.
Why don't you take medication? Tell us about your opinion on the Western doctors.
Well, the medication, it does not heal, number one.
Yes.
And number two, it takes you down a little bit, because if you're a bit healthy, and the medication, it takes something out of your body.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Take away specifically your chi,
yes.
Your energy, your vitality.
Yes. I call it takes my life out.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, okay, so one treatment, actually, the heart murmur and laryngitis were gone, and you're not on any medication now.
No.
Now, you just came back recently. It's been almost a year since we saw you, and you came back yesterday, actually, to see us one time. Now, tell us what you were suffering from.
Palpitations and, of course, heart arrhythmia. And, you know, like at nighttime, I had to lay basically on one side because I would get the palpitation really bad and, well, you can't breathe normally, and I cannot get enough oxygen or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So he treated me for that. As I said earlier, it's gone now. It's not there anymore.
The reason why it came back is because of all the stress you're suffering.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, that of your life. And yes. We all have that. That's why people need to have tune-up, you know, at least once a year.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. The annual check-up and tune-up are two different things. Check-up by Western doctor only check-up, find out what symptom you have. The tune-up actually get rid of all your symptoms.
It's kind of like a car tune-up.
Exactly.
You
so your body
your car,
runs
you
better.
Your body.
And yeah, more
exactly.
Healthier. Restore exactly. Your health a little bit at a time.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
And when you go to the Western doctor, you still have the same symptoms. I mean, you get the medication. It doesn't do any good. So I said, why take it? It doesn't do any good.
That's why it doesn't get rid of it.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
You just mask it. You cover it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mrs. Cole, you also have some problems with cataracts, and then you got a shot for your eyes. How is that doing?
Yes, I was saying earlier, it is so bright now. You know, cataracts make things kind of gray. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the one that I had the implant in, the color is that at one time when you have a cataract, you know, taken out, whatever, the color in the eye is not quite as colorful. But now the color, I can see the orange, the red, the green, I can see perfectly now.
Right after my treatment.
Right after our
treatment.
Yes, we both treated you yesterday.
Yes, yes.
So you can see the colors, everything's brighter.
Yes, in the one that the cataract was taken out of. The other one is fine, of course, also.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You had the cataract done when?
It was a year ago.
Okay. And right after the treatment, right after the surgery, what did it improve?
Not to the degree that I thought, because I only have, like, center vision at that time.
Mm-hmm.
When they finished, I could only see, like, straight ahead. There was nothing too much on the side around I could see. But now I can see perfectly bright now.
Mm.
You mean you can see more the periphery?
Yes, yes.
Okay, peripheral vision is lost in glaucoma. So you don't also have glaucoma too?
Yes.
Okay. Mm. So after they put the lens in, what difference did you notice?
I didn't notice too much different except it kind of curved my out of vision a lot, so I can only see straight ahead.
Oh, you can see straight ahead.
Period.
So after our treatment yesterday, both Dr. Elaine Tong and I treated you afterwards.
Now
what
I can see the bright all around. Now it's all around.
How soon do you see brightness after treatment? How soon?
Immediately.
Right after I want people to hear this. Immediately.
Right.
You know why? As soon as the life, the chi, drive the circulation to your eye, your cells work.
Yes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The cells in the retina, the cones, the rods, okay, does not work. They do not work because they do not have circulation, do not have the oxygen, do not have the nutrient.
Right.
So as soon as we send the chi there, okay, it works. And then when you get more chi, the peripheral cells start working,
and
your glaucoma, you become better.
Yes.
So you can see brighter, you can see colors, and you can see all around better.
Yes. I don't know how to act now.
Now, Mrs. Cole, can we also talk about your daughter, too? Because I believe that Dr. Tong treated her. Is that correct?
Yes.
What was she suffering from?
My first daughter, that's why I came, she had, she was anemia from colitis, of course.
Okay.
Yes.
And he treated her, and you know, the pain in the back that he treated her for?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That pain, like on the way driving home, she says, Mom, I don't have that pain anymore. It's gone.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So it was gone when he treated her.
That
same day.
Right.
One treatment, right?
Yes, one treatment.
Mm. How about the colitis?
The colitis, you know, it went away, but when she started eating differently again, it kind of came back and
yes.
to bring her back.
So she needs to get another tune-up.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So what happened when you tell your doctors about our miracle results?
You know, they don't quite get it because it says that can't be. I said, well, I know I'm living proof of it. It is, but they won't accept it.
Exactly. They get angry if you keep
telling,
try to convince them, you know.
Right.
They don't want to know.
Right.
Your story is amazing. So basically, heart murmur, laryngitis, heart murmur for many years, as long as you can remember,
yes.
having chest pain, you couldn't breathe deeply. After one treatment, your heart murmur is gone.
Yes.
And the laryngitis was also gone, right?
Yes, never came back.
High blood pressure. Your blood pressure is pretty much stabilized without medication.
Right.
Yesterday you came for palpitations and arrhythmia, had to lie on one side. Yesterday you could sleep through the night?
Yes.
And
on both sides?
On both sides, back, everywhere, forward. I don't know how to act.
That's wonderful. And your cataracts now, instead of seeing gray and dim, it's bright. The
yes.
color is brighter, more
yes.
rich. And you can see in the periphery as well.
Yes.
After you just came to see us yesterday.
Yes.
And it's still.
Thanks.
I want you to tell the listener, I'm not buying you lunch.
another point I want to make too is, you know, people say, well, it's just the medication you're injecting, because we inject a very small percentage of anesthesia in there to release the spasm.
How does anesthesia improve eyesight, cure colitis?
Right,
you know,
right.
Cure
and
arrhythmia.
Not only that, even if it did, it only lasts for 2 to 3 hours. So
exactly.
if it was only that, then your symptoms would return after two
and
or three hours.
Your high blood pressure has been normal
very
all
true,
these years.
That's
right.
True.
Right.
I call it giving the person life back into the body.
That's
exactly
what we are doing.
Understand what we're doing.
Yeah. In fact, for the listeners, you can go back about a couple months. We have another patient, Ruth, who was legally blind a year and a half ago with bilateral. Both eyes with cataracts so bad. But like you, she doesn't want surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And I treated her. Okay, last year I was very sick and it was not effective. But now she can write straight. She can read medium
right.
prints.
Right.
She can read newsprints with a magnifying glass.
That's
she doesn't,
marvelous.
Yeah, she
yeah.
doesn't need people to hold her
and
around.
She's legally blind, actually.
Oh.
Yeah, but she's not
she
anymore.
She can see, right.
Marvelous.
She jumps around, skip around, and recognize people 100 feet away.
Marvelous.
It is.
Oh, you're doing such wonderful work with
yeah.
people.
Oh,
so,
yeah,
Mrs.
Thanks.
Cole, you need to continue getting your tune-ups with us.
Yes, just you know, I always come once a year anyway, get my tune-up.
Right.
Yes,
but I got to come more than once a year so I can see my friends.
You
I call you guys my friends.
Yeah.
Anyone that helps someone has to be a friend.
Yes, uh-huh.
Mrs. Cole, thank you so much for sharing your story
yes.
with us today. It's wonderful.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay,
yeah.
have a great
You're
day.
You're welcome.
Thank
yeah.
you.
All right,
bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Freedom from Pain with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Dr. Elaine Tong. We just had with us on the line Mrs. Cole from San Diego, if you just missed her. She suffered from heart murmur, palpitations, high blood pressure, laryngitis, cataracts. After one treatment, almost all of her symptoms were gone and continued to be eradicated, alleviated. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. If you missed any part of the show, we will have it archived on our website, drtong.com, drtong.com. All right, Dr. Tong, let's get to our next guest.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay, we have with us Gino on the line. Welcome, Gino.
Hello.
Welcome
Hi,
to
Gino.
Our show.
Yes, this is nice.
Yeah,
you know what?
Yeah.
This is an incredible story. Gina, why don't you just tell us where you're from, what you do, and just kind of give us a little history about what you were suffering from and how you came to see Dr. Tong.
I'm from Montana. I'm trying to work my way into some education, and I haven't really found out what I'm going to do in life yet, but I do have depression, a pretty deep depression.
Deep mm-hmm. depression. How deep was it? I mean, can you kind of expound
on
that?
I was a little bit suicidal, so before I came here, so I kind of got into trouble with the law with that. So.
And mm-hmm. now, did you actually try to commit suicide before?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What did you do? When was the last attempt?
stabbed myself in the head twice.
Yeah.
You stabbed yourself in the head twice. Okay. Yeah. And how old were you at that time?
24.
So this was a couple years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, was in May, right?
Yeah.
It was this year, in
May.
Oh,
okay. Oh, so you're 24 now. Oh, okay. This was in May of this
Actually,
year.
Actually, you know, you are doing so good now, Gino, because when you first came to see me, about 3 weeks ago, you wouldn't talk.
Mm-hmm.
You were just staring at the floor. But right now, you sound so different. I wish we have a recording.
I wish we did, too. Because
how you were before, because I couldn't believe my ear when I just hear from you from now. So it's incredible.
How do you feel right now? Why don't you tell us?
I feel kind of ecstatic today.
Great.
I mean, I'm usually ecstatic. Better energy, better circulation, feel healthier.
So what's the difference? How you feel? See, I was depressed.
Before I was like really like slumped over, not really doing much, smoking a lot of cigarettes, eating healthy.
Couldn't sleep? Did you have?
No, I couldn't sleep at all.
Okay. See, I was depressed too in the past, okay? And I got myself out. It's the worst thing ever. The pain never bothered me. For many years, I have pain. It never bothered me. And I knew that I was going to overcome it. But when I was depressed, I kind of give up. Mm-hmm. And I never asked my kids to give me treatment nor treat myself. It's just a very, very hard, you know. It's very draining.
Mm-hmm.
Very draining, the energy to try to overcome it.
So do you have any suicidal thoughts right now or
no?
You don't.
It's fantastic.
That's
yeah. You know, remember we want to talk to your lady friend too. My manager who took the history from you initially, and she keep asking you question, you wouldn't answer, and Terry had to keep saying Gino answer.
Mm-hmm.
But right now you're so different. You talk so different. I'm so happy that you're ecstatic. Have you ever felt ecstatic? How when was the last time you felt happy
like
in your
this.
Life?
Today, this morning, actually.
Yeah, okay. Before today, you ever felt happy before?
Before I came to California, not really.
Not really? Yeah.
And so when did you come out here?
I came out here August 1st.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you just recently came out here then?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I see.
So, can I say that this is really the first time you ever felt happy in your life?
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic.
Oh, my goodness. That's wonderful.
Yeah, that...
Oh, my God. This is an incredible story. Can we get Terry on the line, too? And have her talk to us?
Yeah, let's talk to Terry a little bit.
Great. So, we're waiting for Terry to come on the line. Terry's the one who actually brought Gino to see us. And she can kind of give us maybe a little bit more, kind of expound what the difference that she saw.
Yeah.
In Gino.
Yeah, is Terry there?
Yes, I'm here. Unfortunately, only one of us can get on the phone at any given time because it's a cell phone.
No problem, Terry.
There's no speaker.
Thank you so much for joining us. Why don't you tell us what you've seen, the difference in him?
Yeah, well, little brief history. You know what? How comes, you know, what kind of depression history and how many times he tried to kill himself?
Right. Well, Gino, the reason I helped get Gino out here to California because he was not in a good state in Montana. As he mentioned, he was suicidal, and he actually did attempt. And he was hospitalized and had surgery done and everything. And so,
what kind of surgery?
He did actually penetrate the skull.
Oh.
And so, yeah, so they did have to do some emergency.
He did penetrate the skull?
It did, yes.
Oh,
with a knife. The knife. So he really meant it.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
He tried
to
stab himself in the head.
Okay.
Right, and he said that he had attempted, you know, many times before, but this time was really serious.
Mm-hmm.
So we got him out here, and you know, I'm from a holistic background also, and I knew that medications weren't going to help him.
Mm-hmm.
And it hadn't, you know, in 20 years it hadn't helped him. And in fact, he tried to get off of them because he said that it was...
Yeah, good for him.
Causing him a lot of problems.
Right.
Yes.
It was kind of numbing him, probably.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Well, other than that, you know, it caused a lot of symptoms, you know, in addition
side effects.
To that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Side effects, right. Mm. And so when he came out here, then, you know, he was taking off all medications, and we changed his diet tremendously.
Mm-hmm.
And I was basically looking for a holistic doctor. And initially, I didn't really expect a whole lot, but when I met Dr. Tong, the first thing that impressed me was that he said, you know, medications don't do anything, and in fact, it can actually harm the system. And, you know, I knew that he was the one that we needed to go see.
Yes.
And his method of treatment was different. It's not just acupuncture, but it's a little more specialized, and he does also stress diet and, you know, the mental, the physical,
yes,
and the spiritual aspect of having, you know, an interconnection, and rather than just treating the physical symptoms.
Right. And what differences have you noticed with him?
Yeah, your differences. That's the main thing you want to tell us, what different before and
well,
now.
Well, he was very, I think there was a lot of delusional thoughts, and he was very angry a lot of the times. I couldn't talk to him because every time that I tried to talk to him or I, you know, asked him to do something, I'd have to repeat myself, you know, three, four times because
he wasn't focused.
Right.
Yeah.
He wasn't actually, he didn't seem like he was here. He said he was thinking, but he was off somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And, we coined it far away. So he was far away most of the time.
And how was the interview? You know, you were there, you know, Luana was asking him questions. So how was it?
Right. Well, I had to do most of the talking because, you know, I'm with him most of the time, and so I know how he behaves, and it's difficult to, you know, to get him to be more interactive as far as conversation and communication.
And now does he talk to you more?
Oh, yes, tremendously. We can carry on a conversation now.
And you can tell he's happier, right?
Kick him. Yeah. Right, he's a lot happier.
Okay.
He's a lot happier. And the most, you know, significant thing is that he's more present and he's not far away.
Mm. Yes.
Terry,
right.
This is wonderful.
Yeah.
And how many treatment have you given him?
We just had the third treatment.
Yeah.
But I
three
treatments, but after every treatment, even the first one, the very first one, immediately, I can see the difference in his demeanor. He was more awake.
Okay.
Yes.
And yes, and after the second treatment, you know, it was a little more significant the period of you know, where he's being happy.
Terry, we're gonna have to have you on again because this is an incredible story. We're running out of time,
thank you goosebumps.
So much for joining us. we're gonna have you guys
it was
on
so
again.
Good.
You feel goosebumps.
Yeah,
okay.
I feel good. I think you feel the best.
Okay.
Yes.
Thanks so much, Terry.
Yes.
We'll talk to you again then.
Okay.
Okay. Very good.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Bye bye. I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions or would like to make an appointment, call us at 714-556-8664 from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again, the number is 714-556-8664, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 4 p.m. on KBright AM 740. This is Dr. Elaine Tong saying goodbye and have a great weekend.